Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
George Norrie with you, Rebecca Rosenbeck with us. After 6 years, Rebecca is a spiritual medium and author of more than 20 years of experience working as an ambassador between the spirit world and our day-to-day world. She is the host of the podcast Small Medium at Large, which explores many facets of our connection with the team spirit on the other side. She interviews fascinating guests, shares messages from spirit, offers some of her own tools and resources to strengthen our intuition. She's got a number of books out, including the latest, What's Your Heaven? Rebecca, welcome back.
Thanks, George. It is so great to be back.
Why has it taken 6 years?
You know, I don't know. Life happens, the pandemic, I mean, all that fun stuff. But I am so glad. And honestly, it's hard to believe it's been 6 years.
It went by really fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
How have you been?
Very busy. Very productive with my work. You know, I'm doing great. I think the world is opening up more and more to the work I get to do.
So good for you.
Really wonderful.
We'll take calls with you next hour, Rebecca, and I understand what you need. If somebody wants to try to have you contact their dearly departed, you need that person's name, the person who's passed on, and a specific question, right?
Right. That's perfect.
All right. We'll do that next hour. Tell me about the title, What's Your Heaven?
So, What's Your Heaven? You know, this book is really about heaven is not a place, okay? Heaven is a feeling, and it's a state of being. So whether you're in a living hell or you're living your heaven, it's available to us right here, right now. So the book really has become this roadmap on how to allow us to experience heaven on earth.
That's pretty good. That's fascinating. Now, how'd you get involved in that aspect of it?
Well, as with anything I do, spirit brings me the ideas. And this was a result of, you know, really doing marathon reading over the, you know, 2-3 years we were all in lockdown. And client after client coming to me just really struggling and stuck in their life. And what I noticed, this pattern, is that spirits kept coming forward saying again, like, you don't have to live this way. Life isn't meant to be a struggle. It's meant to be enjoyed. But what happens is we get stuck in our, you know, personal traumas or unhealthy cycles or patterns and behaviors we keep repeating. And so, you know, sometimes it's hard to see a way out. And so I started, you know, getting downloads of guidance on, again, how to help people co-create their heaven. Okay, our lives aren't necessarily set in stone. We do have a say in what happens. And so this book, you know, Spirit was saying it's time to empower people, to take people out of victim and into an empowered role.
Some of your past books, Spirited, Awaken the Spirit Within, and What the Dead Have Taught Me About Living Well, are great reads. How does this one differ from those three?
You know, those three deal a lot with, like, intuition and helping you get in touch with your own psychic abilities and mediumship. This book is more, it zeroes in on the specific lessons or assignments that we are each here to tackle and complete in our lifetimes as students in Earth School, okay? So all of us have individualized coursework, and of course it varies from person to person, depending on what your soul contract is, meaning what you signed up for to learn in this lifetime. And so I didn't make these lessons up, by the way. This is a download from spirits that I have heard over and over.
They're given to us, right?
They're given to us. And honestly, it's a re-remembering, because on a soul level, we know. It's on that mind level that we have spiritual amnesia.
What does Earth School mean?
So, you know, Earth School is... this third dimension where we've been assigned specific homework to come in and to tackle in our lifetimes. And in Earth School, we're routinely presented with opportunities that test us and also allow us to advance and grow our soul.
I want to ask you a question about the dying, Rebecca, and then we'll get into the book again, What's Your Heaven? Because your subtitle is Seven Lessons to Heal the Past and Live Fully Now. We'll go through those seven. But when somebody dies in their sleep, and that happens quite a bit, what do you think happens to them? So, you know, they go to bed, they're alive, then they die, but do they know they've died?
Yes. So whether they've died in their sleep or they're in their waking state, their consciousness leaves their body, okay? So one of the most peaceful ways to go is in your sleep. It's almost like you're dreaming, you're drifting up and out. You know, so many of us at night, we leave our bodies and we astral travel. And
that's,
I know,
right.
You're familiar with this.
Absolutely.
But it's a very natural process. And so what happens is the mind is a part of the brain, a part of the body. That's gone. So it's their consciousness that is eternal. And from there, what spirits tell me all the time is, they're looking down at the physical vessel, the body, and sometimes very confused until they again re-remember, oh, this is part of the process that we've done a billion times with reincarnation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fascinating. Now, the subtitle, as I mentioned, Seven Lessons to Heal the Past and Live Fully Now. Let's buzz through those seven, and then we'll digest each one of them and chop them up.
I would love it. So, you know, there's so many lessons, but these were the most consistent that I kept hearing over the years of doing these readings. The first one being, I am connected. And I am connected is all about we are all a spark of the divine, of source, of God, whatever you want to call it. And we are physically focused in a vessel or a body, again, to live through our life lessons and to grow and evolve our souls. So I am connected comes back to we are all one. The second lesson is I am remembering. And that's us waking up again to what our soul knows, but our mind has kind of clouded and we've forgotten. And that is there's a rhyme and a reason to all of our life's messiness and struggles, okay? So it's happening for a reason. And sometimes that's hard to understand when you're in it and you can't see, you can't zoom out. But it's that aha moment of, oh, right, I agreed to this scenario for my soul's growth and evolution. The third lesson is I am supported and I am surrounded. So this is really all about our team spirit. And our team spirit, I've written about this in all my books because it's so important, but all of us have an energetic support system in place before we're born. So before you incarnate, you basically orchestrate, your guides help you. Who's going to cover you while you go in and do this life earth school, okay? And so it's waking up to the fact we are not alone. We can call on this group of, you know, of angels and spirit guides and departed loved ones to help us navigate, to show us signs so that we remember and we have deeper faith and trust. And the next lesson is I am worthy. And this is all about remembering that we are worthy, we are enough just as we are.
Mm-hmm.
I think so many people struggle with this, I am not enough, this or that, but that we're meant to be perfectly imperfect. And so we are worthy for just being born. And that's a big one. The next lesson five is I am here to heal and contribute. So this is all about moving you from a place of victim consciousness to agent of change or co-creator of your own destiny. So this lends to the saying, it's not happening to you, but for you, okay, for your own soul's growth and evolution. And lesson
six
and seven, I combine this into one chapter because they're kind of two sides of the same coin. This is I am learning from others and I am teaching others, okay? So this is really going to break down soul contracts and playing out roles that we all signed up for, you know, prior to incarnating. So we have soul groups, and in these soul groups, these are souls we keep reincarnating with over and over, but we will play both teacher and student to each other to help each other learn our lessons. And a lot of times we'll do role reversals So like if in one lifetime you were the victim, you would come back, you know, playing out the other side so that you can fully appreciate the contrast. And so in the end, this is all about taking all of this. My last chapter was all about paying it forward in service to others. Okay, so really we are here to do our own healing and evolving, but then we want to take that and be able to, again, serve others in a meaningful way.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts,
the medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.